now living like a royal. This sucker no go reach my house, oh. I stop it, I will be my god. I just drop my phone, there in trouble. Come on, we don't reach no level.
Ladies and gentlemen, present to you one of the best choirs in the city of Lagos, Nigeria. Come on now.
Shake it,
Mic check one two. Okay, fella, fellow fella, ASEM with a fella.
2 minutes past two. Welcome to the show, Patricia. How are you doing today? What are you up to?
I'm good. I'm up to always something good. And
mischief?
Amazing,
what kind of news do you have for us?
I haven't been
mischievous this time.
I'm actually not mischievous because you know what? When we talk about the things we do talk about here, these are the very simple things that you share with us on social media and we let the rest of the world know. And so I don't even know how I can take the fall for
Anyway, what's up? One news broke the internet today in the country. What is it? Share with everyone who hasn't heard the news.
Okay, so please, if you haven't heard, reports coming in suggest, indicate, refer to, or state.
Here we go.
That Adisko Niabrantie Ahonfe Hene. The man is very handsome. When he comes to our Facebook page, you find him there. In fact, African way very nice, handsome gentleman. Yes. In fact, at a point he was Ghana's ambassador to the US. President for first time, he was a minister for the President's Special Initiative under the Akufo-Addo administration. He was given the position. As the trade minister, where I think people thought there were a few issues with that particular ministry. I mean, cash for seats, where Carlos Ahenkra at the end of the day had to resign and all of that. So we understand that Alan Kwejo Trematin, honorable, we are picking information that he's resigned from his position as the Minister for Trades and Industry from the Akufo-Addo administration. And we also understand, or our sources are also telling us, that the President has verbally accepted his resignation. In fact, on no troll letter. And now you see a chance to see, what bro? Ineshi, be my baby.
Mic check once.
Shot fired. But I don't...
When you come to our Facebook page, if you don't know Alan, at this school for in Adishe, Santa Claus and Papa Pan.
We're still waiting for reports on why he resigned. Everyone is curious about why he resigned. We still don't have a concrete reason for his resignation.
I don't know whether this is supposed to be his New Year resolution or his New Year.
Yeah, mic check one, two.
Oh my goodness, Patricia.
It is not me. So as it is right now,
we don't have a minister for.
He was sworn in 2017 by the president. When you come to our Facebook page, you see the two gentlemen. See. In their beautiful
That's a beautiful relationship I see right there.
Now people are even asking whether other people are also going to follow suit and resign. And so let's see what happens. Abide said there'll be more.
But the thing about resignation sometimes, if it's not in line with any scandal, I think it's an honorable thing when things are not going well and you decide to resign. We don't know why he's resigned.
No, see, I think whatever it is,
we wish him well.
His ministry has a lot of projects ongoing. They are more or less interconnected. So look at the One District, One Factory thing. All of these things are not just under, let's say, the Agric Ministry. It's also part of the trades and industry. She said, Eduma na oye no, Edoson. And, you know, they say, you know, Chairman, we understand that. Patrol letter, tintin, love letter, part, you know.
That's okay. We accept. If the president has accepted, we accept.
So does it mean like Dr. Dufour mentioned that he was going to run on the NDC flag?
Check one.
So
you're
going to have this. It is a question that people are asking.
Are you asking me?
No. Do you have an answer?
I don't have an answer. Why are you asking me?
No, let's go. But people resign for so many reasons. Yeah. So let's wait and see the reason really why. But I think it's
Why has he resigned?
Why
don't you know why he has?
Please,
I don't know.
This fella she doesn't have.
You let me put you on. You know.
Hey, what do I know?
You two, you know. Say it.
Why?
But I'm not the
why
one doing the press.
She knows.
Xander, tell us what's happening in the world of sports.
So anybody resigning?
I don't know, you guys. How powerful is your profession? I want to understand. How powerful is your profession
as
a media personality in this country?
Oh, we are. I mean, if not now, so what? The media is the fourth
You see, if you go to Saudi Arabia right now.
See, yeah.
Ronaldo and his family.
Let me tell you how powerful we are. We are powerful to the extent that if there's an incident that somebody has to call the police, they'll call the radio station first before they call.
So basically, if you go to Saudi Arabia right now, Ronaldo and his family are set to break a law in Saudi Arabia.
Already? Yes. Why? What's that?
So this is Ronaldo's family. Okay. So Ronaldo and his partner, Georgina Rodriguez, reportedly break the law in Saudi Arabia as it is illegal for non-married couples to live together.
Mic check one.
Do you get it?
Whoa,
Ronaldo has not married this lady.
Yeah.
Why is he here to marry him anyway?
Interesting.
Whoa.
You get it? So Ronaldo officially has not married Rodriguez. So, and if you go to Saudi Arabia, non-married couples are not allowed by law to live together.
Okay, so hold on. So why is it that when he was bringing his family, wasn't he cautioned?
But he knows, maybe the authorities are willing to, soften the law to accommodate Ronaldo because he's arguably one of the greatest players of all time. And certainly, he's coming in Saudi Arabia to play their league in there. It is really going to boost a lot of facets in the economy. So
when they were giving him the contract, they didn't know he wasn't married.
But they're not complaining. That's why I'm saying that he is using his influence to break the law in Saudi Arabia. Because if the law is that non-married couples are not supposed to live together. And
why
they allow Ronaldo and the family.
Why is this the exception?
Exactly. It tells you that technically he's breaking the law. But
he's not the one who willingly came to the country to come and stay. You invited him. So I'm sure you also have
he
to
came for my
the
services.
Conditions.
So Ronaldo's family were also on the pitch during the unveiling, what have you. So he's 37 years and he met Rodriguez while playing for Real Madrid back in 2016.
Okay.
And they have two children together, Bella and Alana. So Ronaldo also has three other children, Cristiano Jr. and Eva and Matthew, who are twins.
Mm-hmm.
My issue is that, look, you have every money in this world.
Mm-hmm. Why won't you marry this
girl? Exactly. You met her in 2016. Why?
You have dua, you have born, man.
Yeah, you have born, you don't
but
deserve
you don't want to put a ring on it. Hey.
Or maybe, why is she not willing to marry Cristiano Ronaldo? Why
hey,
is
this goat and his issues.
Mike.
He's anyway,
not a goat.
Speaking
of...
He's a what? A punching.
He's not a goat, no.
Yeah.
Okay, not a very good.
No, hold on.
But that's debatable.
Speaking of marriage and proposals,
yeah.
Pat, mm-hmm. I don't know why this is mischievous when it comes to you. I find it mischievous when...
Me, the way you draw me.
Oh, yeah. You're a national
asset.
Problem.
I'm an asset.
What if today now,
yes.
OPFRI has say, you catch your father with his side chick?
My father?
Mm-hmm.
With his
side chick, his side girl, his side cake.
Okay.
What would you do? Number one, mind your business and pass.
Mm-hmm.
Or you call your mother, hey, no, come and see what I have seen. I have seen the light. Number three, you confront him directly and say, hey, Papa, I see you in 3D. Or number four, what would you do?
Okay, so I'm just going to talk of a friend's experience back on Legon campus.
Talk about your own.
Oh, wait, let me tell you. So this boy caught his father at the Volta Hall car park. He caught his father red-handed at the Volta Hall car park.
Your girlfriend?
Yes. And
was he kissing her?
He was. So he saw the car.
Were they in a compromised position?
No, yes, they were in this car, you know. I mean, collecting
smooching,
things down
touching.
There. Yes, thank you. And so when he...
No, but wait. You can't just see that and, you know.
What?
My check like that.
Whoa. No, I'm using... Please, give me the tweets, please.
The guy... saw the car, knew his car, father's car number
through the glass,
and was like, okay, what is daddy doing here
down there?
And the thing is that we're walking together, we're walking around going
so you were
to
with her.
Yeah, I was with him, we're okay. Going around Legon Hall, and he saw the car like, Patricia, wait for me here. Then he wanted to see whether there was anybody in the car, and he just threw his torchlight. And unfortunately,
daddy,
he saw
the
distance.
Down there.
Yes, he was.
How traumatic is that experience? How traumatic is that experience?
Now the thing. This is what Fred decided to do. I mean, I'm not mentioning his surname, so he decided to blackmail daddy.
That's the answer. Bracco Fury, Richmond from.
Black
says, hold on. We have a number of tweets. We need to clear a few of them. Bracco Fury, Richmond says, if you see her with dad, mind your business, but catch in the
act there.
A bozo will happen.
But you see, we should be each other's keeper, right?
Right.
Me, if I see it, they should solve it at the top level.
Yo.
So I will inform my mother for them to solve it.
Yo.
I will tell my mother.
Hold on. M. Sapon says, I will only say, Daddy, I'm sorry, and leave the scene. Meanwhile, I will praise him thereafter. If the lady is nicer than my mom, we can't break bro code like that. Okay, so Yao Abrantia, the gentleman, says confront him directly. Kusi says I'll just stare at him and shout three times. He will understand. Okay, Yao Abrantia, the gentleman, says my son may catch me one day in the same act, so I will mind my own business.
This is not for you to solve. If you catch your father
mind
doing
your
something like that. Just inform your mother for them to solve it.
Me?
Yes.
If you inform your mother and all hell breaks loose.
How? How is that going to happen?
See.
I'm not condoning it, so I have to inform my mother for them to solve it.
I'm going the Fred way.
I'm going to blackmail their father.
Blackmail.
All right, so Patricia's going for blackmail. What are you going for if you catch your father red-handed cheating on your mother? Are you going to inform your mother? Are you going to blackmail him? Are you going to confront him directly? What would you do? And I'm saying, for those of you who usually just listen to the show and never call and decide to only be, you know, backstages, please, today I am giving out to five people, five good people, new people on call today, 5 gig. Data bundle on whatever network you're on. What say? Who are you?
I want to.
I'm giving 5 people. So you've been listening to the show, you've never called, today is your day. If you don't call, you miss it. It's a one day thing.
Mic check one.
Any network.
Oh, sorry.
Any network. Okay. 5 gig. I'm up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
The number again, the Love FM number.
Please block Patricia's number.
Check one.
Monsters Jam with DJ Monsters up next until 20 minutes to 3 p.m.
Check one.
We'll be activating our phone lines. Until then, Monsters Jam with DJ Monster is up. Stay tuned and enjoy.
Yep.
Waves, the latest entertainment news updates, trends, sports flash, music, and your request. Your request. Waves, the latest entertainment news updates, trends, sports flash, music, and your request. Your request.
It's Young John, the wicked producer.
I'm Go Me no fi control myself, sexy I beg. Can't roll it again. Me won't take you to the head in a me bedroom. Me no party again. The way you roll it better. Me won't come close to your bumper. Me want to enter the center. Me won't come guide you like Langa. Tinini, turn on, tinini, sexy I beg you, they killing me. It can show both tinini, tinini. Turn on, tinini, tinini, turn on, tinini, tinini, turn on, tinini, tinini, turn on, tinini. Bounce with your bum, bounce with your bum. Everybody come and bounce with your bum. Do you really wanna bounce with your bum? Bring change their style, come and be like that. Come and bounce with your bum, bounce with your bum. Everybody come and bounce with your bum. Do you really wanna bounce with your bum? Bring change their style, come and be like that. Show me the level, that your back, yeah, only Jano, watch me, what bra, you try the black video, that paddle for do, I'm slow-mo, ha, dressing room, who said, bele, kwa, can't be watch on, bemini, I think it dumb, I turn on the kwa, I be your know.
Shaking by force. Emi loko gan. It's not my fault. Mo fe dako to si, mo fe dako lo si. Tin ba se ton ma fi sango lo si. Mo fe ma je be la rokutu. Ha. Oya pa mu ku ti rabata. Tanzi alaba. Toda bi alapa. Ma fi joga lala. Di rabata. Tanzi alaba. Toda bi alapa. Ma fi joga lala.
But I know the Gino.
Stepping good, I'll be stepping.
Papa, oh, waiting you don't do. You shock me, Mama, de waka. Oh, I shall I render unto Mama for the strange things you have done. You have done at her back. Let me see the things you do for here. Nobody can do. The troubles that are on your way, it go blow your mind. Oh, hey, Maggie, nothing compares to you. And your dear, you're wonder in our life. Hey, Edja, money, yo.
Love FM.
Oh my God, 22 minutes to 3 p.m. In about 5-10 minutes, we'll activate our phone line 03220-83596-83597-83598. Me, you have sent me a message saying you are a shadow listener. Today, I want to hear your voice on the show. You want that 5 gig data? You need to give me a call. When is 15 minutes to 3 p.m.? That's 2:45. Give me a call. Give me a call. If you really want it so bad, give me a call. And the question is, what would you do if you catch your father cheating? Would you mind your business, tell your mother, confront him directly? Would you blackmail him? Patricia says, I'll blackmail him. What would you do if you catch your father cheating? So let me know, gather your thoughts. You can send them to me through a voice note to our WhatsApp line 055-1111995. A quick break, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Coco, your building is taking shape, pal. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks to Donima Steel Complex. I just love their alloying trusses system. It's beautiful and it's easy to fix. Now see, they're even fixing my roofing sheets and it's so beautiful.
That's Donima for you. They are the number one partner in building your dream home or any other building project.
Masha, Masha. Right now, you know, say my people won't make a chop in Koswahene for hometown because I show them Donima payment plan. Everybody, they fee pay them small, 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 small.
Donima has a available DSL alloying trusses system. Donima's light steel trusses systems are suitable for all roofing frameworks. It's also very quick to install, like you said. They are durable and offer unbeatable deals. Donima also has available alloying and galvanized sheets, as well as alu premium longspan roofing sheets.
So, madam, if you finish your house and you want to do good carpentry work, you have to get good nails from Donima. NMK nails. Different sizes.
Locate Donima at Asafo-YF Junction, near the Ghana Revenue Authority's office. Call them on 0244-126-625.
Donima City Complex,
home of tropical products.
And I have my TomTom.
Your passion. You have dreamt of it, planned for it, worked for it, wept for it, fought for it, and lived for it. At a critical now or never moment, you might lose focus from it. That's when you pop your TomTom candy. Focus and breathe. Just breathe. You've got this. You have so much to breathe for. Breathe for it with TomTom. This advert is FDA approved.
Bronya! Bronya! Hey, Hisense Bronya, don't call me! Hisense Mobi Biara Frishiapo! Every 15th December, I come in 8th January. Hey, Hisense Bronya, don't call me! TV, fridge, freezers, air conditioner, smartphones, sound system, and it be beer what Hisense showroom be. And your Hisense Bronya, don't call me. And my baby auntie, and Kwane here. So Hisense D.O.B. Bronya, no feeling. Every 15th December, I come from 8th January. And your Hisense Bronya, don't call me. Hisense, everyday prices for everyday people.
And I have my TomTom.
Your passion. You have dreamt of it, planned for it, worked for it, wept for it, fought for it, and lived for it. At a critical now or never moment, you might lose focus from it. That's when you pop your TomTom candy. Focus and breathe. Just breathe. You've got this. You have so much to breathe for. Breathe for it. With TomTom. This advert is FDA approved.
Waves, the latest entertainment news updates, trends, sports flash, music, and your request. Your request. Love FM, we got it.
In the mix, mix, mix.
Hello, DJ Monster. This is your boy Ranking Fire recording live from Atunsu. If I catch my dad cheating on my mama, I say with the DJ Monster, I say with the normal. Because I know he's like lady now, my father he cheated on so no. So it's just sexual pleasure. So yeah, normal. I no good do anything. Me say I no good do anything.
Love FM, we got it.
Hi, Becca. Good afternoon to you. This is Richard, Peace and Love Hospital, back on the line. Yes, with the issue on board, for me, I will confront my dad and then tell him to desist from the cheating or stay away from the, whoever he is cheating with. Other than that, he leaves me with no choice than to inform my mom. Richard, Peace and Love Hospital.
Love FM, we got it.
Hello, Kumbi. To me, if I catch my father cheating, I'll mind my business because I don't want trouble. I came inside to greet very loud and clear. Thank you. Waves to waves.
Love FM, we got it.
This is Diago Gordon, my son, baby. Hey, I'm going to tell you for personal name for my whole fridge in a hoodie. I'm going to tell you that half hour because you feel so amenka. I don't know if you're that half hour. I'm going to watch on the same young as a mediao. It's me, we've been going to be a bear to fight. It's another that half hour. Well, I'm scanning them before. I remember who said, Mahu. Aha, but that's it.
Love FM, we got it.
All right, so a lot of people are opting for blackmail. We have 16 minutes to wrap up the show. Our phone lines now are active. 0322-083596, 83597, 83598. 15 minutes to wrap up. Give me a call now if you really want the 5 gig data right now. Kate, as you pick the calls, please make sure you put down the numbers and their names for me, okay? Thank you. I'm giving you work. What would you do if you catch your father cheating on your mom? Are you going to confront him? Mind your business. Tell your mom. Blackmail him. What are you going to do? All my shadow listeners, today is for you. You want the 5 gig data so bad? Give me a call now. 03220-83596, 83597, 83598. Very soon, we will be visiting our Twitter feed, Twitter page for a number of tweets, and we will be going. 03220-83596. Hey, call Sniba. 83597, 83598. Keep the calls coming through. Hello, Kalusha. Good afternoon. Kalusha, how are you? Kalusha, you're faint. I can't hear. Your line is bad. Your line is bad.
Hey.
Waves, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, but you did the data you don't get, you're not part. All right, so tell me. Eddie. Yes.
Yes. For me, it's not my business, you know. That will not be my business. I mean, I won't complain anything to my mom. I will just be quiet on my day.
Okay, so you mind your business and walk past.
Going back, I'm her son to make it. And then she reward me, why not? I'll just put my pocket and move on.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. We have Justine on the line. Hello.
Justine.
Hi. Josephine or Justin?
Justine.
Josephine, okay. Josephine, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm good. Five gig data, they help out. Hey, Josephine, they be out with you, so you won't fret. Well, tell me, what would you do if you caught your dad cheating?
I'll mind my business.
Hey, are you sure?
I don't want to cause this trouble in some of my life, so I'll mind my
business. Yo, please leave your number with my producer, okay? Thank you so much. 03220-83596, 83597, 83598. Sheikh Nuhu is on the line. Hello.
Hello, Becca.
So you, when was the last time you called me on this show?
I've never called before. This
you
is my
see,
first time.
But every day you send me voice notes. Why do you do that?
I don't want my mother to listen to my voice on radio.
Why?
Nothing.
Okay, tell me, what would you do if you caught your father cheating?
Yeah, I'll tell my mama about it.
Why?
Because I don't tolerate cheating.
Hey, you've never cheated before?
No. Hey. I'll be your mother.
Sheikh, by any time you are requesting song, you request for a number of girls.
Oh, only one person, and you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, so that was Sheikh Nuhu. Okay. He's never called. This his first time calling, so he's on my list. You want to be on my list and win that 5 gig data prize? Give me a call now. 03220-83596, 83597, 83598. Nee, I'm still waiting for your call. Ernest, good afternoon. Hello? Hello, Ernest? Oh. What would you do if you caught your father cheating? Hello?
Becca.
Hi.
Great Babs is here.
Great Babs, how are you doing?
I have one 5 gig data, right?
You always call on the show, you're not part. All right, tell me, what would you do if you caught your father cheating?
Well, I wouldn't tell my mother.
What would you do?
I won't confront him. I would rather give him more fast. Dada, oh, dada.
Hey, Great Babs. Thank you so much. Hey, Mkulebi, Mkulab on the power. You're going against your mothers? Really? Wow. Mothers, these are the sons you're raising. Oh, these are the sons you have raised. They will give their fathers more funds. 03220-83596, 83597, 83598. Hello? Oh. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
I'm Patrick.
Patrick, how are you doing?
I'm good, what about you?
Oh, good. This is your first time calling on the show?
Yes, please.
Hey, are you sure you've never called before?
No.
Hey, Patrick, nie.
Today is the first time calling.
Okay. Kate, do you have his number? All right, so Kate, to take your number. So tell me, what would you do if you caught your father cheating?
Oh, okay. I'll advise him and keep my eyes on him. If I see him continuing doing it, then I'll tell
hey,
my mom.
You are going to advise the man who gave birth to you, your father.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Farida is on the line. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
The date that you win some, you are not part.
Yes, I know.
Okay. So tell me, what would you do?
I'll give my daddy five. If the lady is beautiful, I would say, have an body.
Hey, Farida.
Yes, and even convince my mom to allow him marry the lady because she's more beautiful than her.
Farida, you convince your mother. What kind of a daughter?
Yes,
are you?
I'll convince her.
So what if your husband does the same thing to you? What if your husband does the same thing to you?
Pardon?
What if your husband does the same thing to you?
It's normal, first lady. Our men are entitled to marry for a wife.
Farida, argue with your radio sets, please. Maturu is on the line. Hello?
The first lady.
How are you doing? Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's hear you.
Oh, I'll not mind.
You'll not mind? So what would you do? Just mind
knowing
your
my father is a polygamous man.
Oh.
I'll not mind him. I'll just, give him funds.
Hey, Uncle Aboni, we are seeing.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Richard is here. Hello.
Hello, Becca.
Hi, Richard. You did a 5 gig. You are not part. Abi, you know that?
Do I know?
You don't. Every day you call on the show, you want me to give you 5 gig.
I don't even know that I know.
Hey. All right, what would you do, Richard?
Becca, in my voice message, I said I will tell my father to desist from it. Other than that, I will inform my mom. On the second hand, I will just talk to an elderly, someone my father respects so much.
Look at
tell
this
the person to, advise my dad without letting my mom get to hear of it.
Ayo. You'll grow and come and meet it, okay? You want to advise your father. Sir Patrick, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, my lady.
I know this is not your first time calling on the show, is it?
Oh, yeah, this is my first time.
Hey!
I've been a partner.
Eugene, haven't we had Sir Patrick on the show before? Boys can lie.
This is my first time on your show.
Okay, Sir Patrick, you let me put your name down. I'll attach asterisks.
I always call on Rubin and Metro Mix.
So tell me why you don't call on my show.
Yeah.
But today, dear, you have called. Tell me why.
Oh, I'm excited about your work.
Hey, if there's no catch, you won't call.
Come again?
If there's no catch, you won't call. Then on Monday, I'll bring you a girlfriend so that you call, okay?
Oh, I will always call. So it's all about we try to beat our busy schedule.
Okay. Thank you so
I'll
much.
I'll tell my mom.
Uh-huh. You tell your mom.
If I catch my dad cheating.
But are you aware... Snitches get stitches. 0322083596
83597 83597.
Okay, Ernest, this is your first time?
Yes, that's my first
time. Okay, welcome to the show.
I've been listening every day.
Why don't you call? Tell me why.
Oh, sometimes work matters to...
Sir.
But today, I said, no, let me call. Because
oh, boy. Yeah. It's because of the 5 gig data that I'm sharing.
That's what I'm saying. This 5 gig is here for the weekend.
All right, tell me, what would you do if you caught your father cheating?
Oh, for me, when I see my father doing that, I'll just approach him and tell him what he's doing is not right. But when you tell your mother, he's going to bring confusion in the house.
Mm.
So just tell your father.
So are you sure, as you are growing, you will never cheat? Hmm? Hey, Ernest, yeah, I you. Thank you so much. Nana Odro is our last caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nana.
Hi.
Nana, this is your first time calling?
Yes, please.
Hey, are you sure?
Yes, but I've been listening.
Why? Why? So why don't you call? Why
sometimes
don't you call?
Sometimes you call, but can't get through.
Yo. What the kind of sir? Me fan sir. Tell me, what would you do if you caught your father cheating?
Okay, me, I'll mind my own business.
What goes around comes around. Oh, continue to be now. So, okay, you be now. Bounce where you'll be. So, you mind your business. Yeah, I'll say yes. You are not ashamed of yourself. Thank you so much, Nana. Okay, so we have some winners here. Thank you all so much. This was fun. I think we should do this every Friday. This was really fun. Thank you all so much. But boys can't lie. Hey, Patrick. On Twitter, we have Violence tweeting and saying, another is why... hey, bro, another is why... Okay, let me just read it. Eugene, let me just read it. Another is why it's always the man caught cheating. If there's... women cheating all over the place, replace it with wife or women or lady and leave us be. It's in the tentinitati and it said women also cheat, so remove the man or the husband and put wife and woman there. Kusi also says, I'll just stare at him and shout ee! 3 times, he will understand. This one is quoted. Somenya Rose says, my dad will be standing with his side chick and when he sees me passing, he will call me and introduce me to the woman. What a father. He'll be like, this is my 5th born. He's going to his mom's workplace. What kind of a father is this? Kwame Nkrumah also says, I'll mind my business. Ayo. Chimp Malonzi says, I'm not going to mind myself. The Titan says, I will tell my dad not to forget STDs and use condoms. Wow, what a son. I'm sure your mother is proud of you. Yankee Episode says, to avoid conflict, just mind my business. That's all. Young Rich says, we'll advise him after he's done. Eduardo, will mind my own business because man cheating with a woman is as old as Adam. However, cheating with a man, homo, would be a big deal. The best tradition goes on. Hey! So people have to go to social media jail. Bobo Bless says, mind your business. Who is this? Is the Titan? Will warn him, mama does not need to know this and have any heart troubles. So I will be his partner in crime to help him shuttle between the various side chicks as long as he does not intend to marry any second wife. What a son. God bless you, okay? Padmore Twisteth says, a cheating father is different from a cheating mother. I'll keep it cool, to be very honest. Yo. Van Kitcher says, I'll blackmail him. Efia Lottie, I'll confront him. Hey, girls and their fathers, I'll confront. I know my rightful. The Stingy Billionaire, number three is what? Confront him. Okay, Opoku Logistics says, I'll kill him. Hey, we beg you. Small play that we are playing. It's okay, we beg you. So Kate has the numbers, and I said I was going to pick 5. All the shadow listeners who sent me messages, I didn't say shadow listeners, send me messages and text and voice notes. I said, give me a call. If you didn't call me and you sent me a message, you are not part. I am very sorry, but I'll come back and read your comments. But let me just announce my winners. So I have Josephine, you've won. Sheikh Nuhu, you've also won. Instead of 5, I decided to add 1 more. So I have 6 winners. So congratulations to you. Now Monday, if you don't call on Friday, I'll make sure your names are not part of my list. So I have Josephine Sheikhnu, I have Ernest, I have Patrick, I have Sir Patrick, and lastly, Nana Odro. So congratulations to you. In about an hour, you hear from me. Thank you, thank you, thank you all so much. Now on WhatsApp, from Bwedi Kokoti, repping United States of Bwedi USB. I am a shadow listener. Ayo. Please give me a call on Monday. Becca, for me, I'll take pictures and go. I will not say anything about it, but when the time comes, anything can happen. I am Bay Stitch. This guy's a snitch. Well, original blackmailer. Becca, this mom and dad issue, there, it's from last night's UTV telenovela. Oh, no, 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 Natalia. No, 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 no. Okay, so this is Ni. Ni failed to call me. He says, Becca, snitches get stitches. Oh, yo. Waves. Becca, unfortunately, I'm outside the country, so can't call, but always listening to Waves. Okay, and SMI data, no fine here. But thank you. Thank you for always being with me. Thank you so much. Patrick Akanlucha says, for me, as matured as I am, I know my mother's temperament, so I will not tell her to get a divorce, but rather I will warn my father that should I see him again, I will report him to my mom. As usual, I know I will not get through with the phone calls, but I need this 5 gig bundle badly. The traffic on the road, I can't get through. Oh, Patrick, yours is special. I'll get you yours. Don't worry. We have 1 minute to go. I will take pictures of them and show it to my mom for evidence. This is from Ellen. Ellen, please, next time, give me a call. I want to hear from the ladies. All the time, the guys are always cheating the ladies. Because of 5 gig, I go collect. You didn't answer my call.